replacing "Why is this happening to me?" with "What is this trying to teach me?" is a game changer. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some great tips and advice on how to deal with difficult family members. Enjoy.
Today I shall be meeting with interference, ingratitude, insolence, disloyalty, ill will, and selfishness. All of them due to the offender's ignorance of what is good or evil. We all know someone in our lives that's so exhausting to be around. There's always some form of drama going on, and if we happen to be in a good mood ourselves, the person in question manages to turn the tide within a few minutes. This walking vortex of negativity seems highly contagious and robs us of our joie de vivre. Let's go a bit further by exploring 4 ways to deal with so-called toxic people. Don't we just love labeling each other? I love it too. Sigma male, doomers, zoomers. My channel is full of labels. Now, in the world of psychology and self-help, we've got these highly popular terms like autism, narcissist, borderline. These refer to serious conditions, that's for sure. But we also see that quite a few people use these terms very loosely to label others, especially those people they don't like. Yet another popular label is toxic. We can speak about toxic parents, toxic relationships, a toxic friend, and perhaps also a toxic pet or a toxic pizza delivery guy. The word toxic indicates that there's something wrong with a certain person, object, or situation that in some way poisons you. It depletes your mood, it angers you, it makes you sad, frightens you. It basically affects you negatively. Now, I won't deny that people can radiate negativity, but I don't really believe in toxic people, because I don't think anyone is inherently toxic. What I do believe is that most people have their demons, or shadow, as Carl Jung called it, which is part of the human condition. However, within some people, the demons are simply more dominant than usual. The negative, inconsiderate, and often manipulative behavior of these difficult individuals is what we perceive as toxic. I prefer the term difficult people. Now, how can we deal with difficult people? Let's start with the first method. 1. Walking away. Now, walking away from someone may be the best option if you realistically don't see any other way to be unaffected by this person. Perhaps he or she is extremely violent or extremely manipulative. In other words, downright dangerous. It takes great skill to deal with such a demon-ridden human being, and chances are that you're not equipped for that. And that's okay. Not everyone is a Zen master. By walking away, we demonstrate our autonomy and that we're not going to put up with this destructive behavior any longer. The disadvantage of this method is that we're still affected if we happen to encounter this person. Here's a quote from Stoic philosopher Epictetus to show you what I mean. Remember that following desire promises the attainment of that of which you are desirous, and aversion promises the avoiding that to which you are averse. However, he who fails to obtain the object of his desire is disappointed, and he who incurs the object of his aversion, wretched. End quote. Aversion is a tricky thing. In this case, it's great when you are away from that person, but it's terrible when you're not. Nonetheless, I think that walking away can be an effective method for dealing with difficult people that affect us negatively. Out of sight, out of mind. Right? However, walking away isn't always an option. Sometimes we have to deal with difficult people on a daily basis, because they are colleagues, roommates, or family members. Luckily, there are other options. 2. Indifference. Indifference is truly a power. It's a way to keep our faculty unshaken by outside events, because it's not what happens outside us that hurts us, but the way we position ourselves towards it. Being indifferent towards something you averse, or even hate, is easier said than done. So it's an intermediate method. I've noticed that most trouble with people in my life takes place in my mind. I've had discussions with people in the shower. I've been arguing with annoying coworkers while sitting in the train to work. I fought with my uncle while having dinner at home. And all of these negative experiences are products of my noisy thoughts. So when we meet these people in real life, it's like they've been plaguing us all day. But in reality, it was the mind that plagued us. So it's much easier to be indifferent towards people, and I mean truly indifferent, if we don't think about them. Detach, even in their presence. The way to do this is by living in the present moment. By focusing on the present, the negative behavior of other people has a minimal effect on us. We don't think about them during the day. And when they are around us, the things they say go in one ear and out the other. We can even give these encounters a positive twist by seeing these people as our teachers, because they give us the opportunity to practice the art of indifference.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.